This is STD Podcast.
Time to check in with the National Coalition for STD Directors. We speak with David Harvey, who has been NCSD's director for just over a year now.
Yes.
Yeah. Exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, David. So we've learned from CDC last week that STDs are increasing nationwide, have been on the increase for a number of years now. I heard you say something at a meeting today that something new has to happen in the field.
Yes.
You knew this was going to come back to haunt you, right?
Yeah.
Tell me.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. This is great to be part of your podcast series. So yeah, I've been at NCSD just 1 year. And I come from other sectors, including the HIV field for a while. So today we had a meeting where we were talking about new ways of collaborating with other national organizations. And I think this really comes from a realization that we are failing to prevent STDs in this country. This last week, the CDC released a report showing that we have the highest ever rates of STDs in American history, and that's really unacceptable for a wealthy country like ours. In fact, we have the highest STD rates of any Western industrialized country, which is just really crazy to think about. So today we talked about this, and I think what I've been trying to think very hard about is how do we do something that's new and different, because clearly we have not been making the progress we need to make.
So what might some of those things be? What is that going to look like?
So I've been working on several fronts. You know, as the new executive director of the National Coalition of STD Directors, you know, we are an organization that's been around for a while, and we are a membership association, and we serve state and local STD public health directors. And so these are the, you know, the critical folks that are out on the front lines, funding programs, designing prevention initiatives, counting cases, and supporting direct care services. And so it's an honor to do this work at the national level. But what I've been wanting to do is to think about, one, how to reposition our national organization so that we're doing a much better job of communicating with policymakers, the media, and doing a better job of collaborating and partnering with other national and local organizations. So we had a meeting today about some of those things. This last year, I've spent doing all the things that one does inside an organization to make that happen. So we've rebranded, we have a new website, we have some new programmatic work, we have a newly renovated office. So it's been a very busy, intense year. The second thing that we are doing is rising to the challenge of this new political environment we operate in. And this is a conservative environment. It is not a good environment that's friendly to our issues. We have never done a very good job in this country of talking about sex and talking about healthy sexual lives and the services that people need to have and the explicit education programs that people need to have to keep themselves healthy. And so this environment is very challenging. But for someone who's been in D.C. for 35 years, even in the worst of political environments, there are always opportunities. So that's what we're spending our time doing. We're looking for those opportunities. We're building relationships in Congress. We're building relationships with the Trump administration. And we are hell-bent on trying to win new resources and do things in new ways.
So you have your big national meeting coming up, and maybe you tell us a little bit about that, and also what are sort of things that we can expect at that meeting?
Well, so consistent with this theme of trying to think hard about doing things in new ways, and by the way, it's been my honor to kind of inherit a very strong organization. The National Coalition of STD Directors, I took over after the tenure of Bill Smith, who many people know in our field and who's a beloved figure. And I really had the honor of coming in following Bill and taking what he built and now taking it to the next level. So it's been a great experience. So consistent with that, you know, we have a highly successful, highly evaluated, you know, people love our annual meeting. It is a national program science meeting. It is a non-governmental meeting, although we partner with government on doing various sessions, particularly the Centers for Disease Control. So this year, we're doing a couple of new things. The first is that we gave this annual meeting a name. So we are branding this name. We have a logo for it, and it's called NCSD Engage 2017. The theme of the conference this year is building alliances, breaking barriers. Again, the same theme. What are we going to do that's new and different that can make a difference in STD prevention and care and research and services? So the theme is going to be to try to pull in our allies who can help us, knowing we have limited resources. We have a scholarship program called Allies. So we are inviting our members to get a non-traditional partner to come to our conference and contribute. And that could be a wide range of folks, including a consumer voice. People who have sought services and can talk about their experiences in getting STD treatment. So that's a new component to the meeting. Then we're going to have some, you know, exciting speakers. We have invited the new Surgeon General. We don't know if the Surgeon General is going to join us yet, but that's one potential. We know we're also going to have a New York Times reporter who did a series of articles this year in the New York Times about the role of disease intervention specialists, particularly profiling a DIS in Oklahoma City who works in the syphilis arena. We're doing the first ever kind of major Capitol Hill event. We are going to put on a really nice reception for our allies, and we're going to do our best to get members of Congress to this event, and that'll happen in the Senate Dirksen Office Building, which is really exciting. And then we have, you know, what I think we're really good at, which is organizing a whole series of sessions and panels and creative town halls and forums for people to kind of learn and exchange ideas. And so I'm pretty excited about NCSD Engage.
So who is the audience that you're trying to attract to this conference?
Well, the audience has traditionally been, of course, all the state and local and U.S. territorial STD programs. But we also have a range of other folks who come to our meeting. Basically, this is a conference for anybody working in the STD field. There'll be a bit of something for everybody, whether you're a researcher, investigator, whether you're an STD clinic director, whether you're someone who works in the public health system at the state level. You know, mm-hmm. There's going to be sessions that are relevant to you. And by the way, I am very excited that we're also going to be starting a national STD clinic initiative, because we need to be doing a much better job of supporting our STD clinics, which are often the forgotten children of the public health system. And so we're going to work to support direct providers of services at STD clinics. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a little bit about that at the conference as well. I should point out that for people who want to learn more about the conference, go to our website. We have a brand new website, which is fabulous, at ncsddc.org.
Sounds like a great program. I just wanted to end on a question, and actually it relates to what you were just saying, because NCSD traditionally, the membership has really been sort of the recipients of CDC funding at the state level and at some at the local level. And oftentimes SD clinics have felt a little bit left out. And so I'm interested and actually very happy to hear you say that you have an SD clinical initiative. And so maybe say a few more things about that. You know that I'm particularly interested in that.
Yeah. Well, I regard the STD clinics in this country as kind of associate members of our organization. Our lead, what we call lead members, are the state public health folks that receive CDC dollars. The unfortunate truth in America is that there are not a lot of direct funding streams for STD services, believe it or not. There's a small component of the federal CDC STD program where some dollars can be used to support direct clinical services, but it's a fraction of the amount of money that goes to states. So ultimately, it's my dream, and it's ultimately it will be a public policy advocacy project of ours to create a new federal funding stream that supports STD clinics. Now, that is probably not going to happen tomorrow, but there's no doubt it's what we need. Mm. State public health STD programs need more resources, and so do the providers of direct clinical services.
Thank you, David Harvey.
Thank you.
And good luck with
Thank you.
The many years of your career here with NCSD.
Thank you. We have a tall order ahead of us, but with your support, Case, we're going to do it.
Amen.
STD Podcast is produced by Ben Westergaard for the Internet and STD Center of Excellence. This is Case Rietmeyer for STD Prevention Online.